KFIZ News Time 1039 is Final Elect Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Tuesday, the 26th day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and we're joined for a final segment here on a Tuesday by Chancellor Andy Leavitt from UW Oshkosh. We keep folks up to date on what's happening on the three campuses of UWO. Of course, local campus right here in Fond du Lac. We talk about the main campus in Oshkosh and the Fox Cities as well. And a whole bunch of stuff going on as we start the new year. So we welcome in Chancellor Leavitt to tell us more here this morning. Chancellor, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Spencer. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us, as always. Good to start off the new year talking about some updates for our folks who are interested in what's happening on the UW-Oshkosh campuses, both here locally, up the road in Oshkosh and the Fox Cities as well. And looking at the dashboard here before we came on the air for COVID-19 numbers, still seeing pretty low numbers with the campuses. So that continues to be a highlight, I know, for the folks and the efforts that have been put into place to keep things under control on the campus, right?
It is. Thank you. We have obviously worked very hard to keep those numbers low. We're coming off of our interim semester or interim term, so we'll start our spring term, our spring semester, on February 1st, and so we'll have a whole lot more students back on all the campuses, and I expect those numbers will change a bit.
Is there a protocol for students coming back? Are they required to have a certain number of tests done before they return to campus? How does that work?
Not before they return, but certainly as they return to campus, and that we're requiring all residential students to be tested weekly, and all non-residential students, those who come on campus, would be tested every other week, and then all faculty and staff will be tested every other week if they come on campus. So we still have a number of students and faculty and staff who are working remotely, and so those people wouldn't require to be tested, but we want to test those who regularly venture onto campus.
You talk about the start of spring semester coming up here on February 1st, which is under a week away. Remind us again kind of how that's going to look, and I know you had some information about what the fall might look like for UWO as well.
Yeah, that's right. So we are opening much like we did last fall, in the sense that we have about 60% of our classes will be face-to-face. And then we have a number of classes which are going to be hybrid or high flex, as we call. And then we have a number of classes which will be completely online. So we have a similar distribution we had at the last year. Of course, last year we were just delighted because we finished the semester with still having face-to-face classes. And we were only one of two UWs to do that. Most of the other UWs closed down to face-to-face after Thanksgiving, but we were able to remain open along with UW-Green Bay. So it's our plan to have a semester that the way we think it will go with the vaccinations and again with people's continued support, is that we're going to be introducing some additional activities to our students to allow them to have a more natural college experience. So, for instance, we're going to be introducing limited intramurals. We'll have the ability to have some group meetings in our various student unions under controlled circumstances, and so we want to try to start to bring people back together safely, and as more and more vaccine is introduced, we believe that we'll be able to begin to loosen things up.
And for the fall especially, knowing that students will be able to maybe return in full capacity in the fall, that has to be a big step forward. And I know UWO is probably glad to have that being a step that is probably going to be taken here going forward, right?
Absolutely. And we are just thrilled with the way that the fall numbers are looking in terms of new students on all three campuses. There's strong interest in coming to college. And so we are planning for a normal opening in the fall. And at that point, we may still have testing on campus. We may still be wearing masks, but we believe that we can be in congregate settings. We can be together. We can be doing the kinds of activities you normally would see at a university, because of the presence of the vaccine. So that's our plan, is to open normally in the fall. And so all those students who have applied, we certainly hope that you select UW Oshkosh, any of the three campuses. And we're going to give you a great college experience.
I want to circle back to testing here for a moment. I know one of the things with this semester that you're offering is testing on the Access campuses. Is that correct?
Yes. Before, we relied upon our partners in the Fond du Lac community, the Fond du Lac County Health Department, Agnesian, to provide that testing. But we listened to requests from our faculty, staff, and students on the Fond du Lac campus. And just for convenience sake, we're going to be able to offer mobile testing on that campus for those individuals on a weekly basis so that they can conform with the requirements that we have for the entire university of the frequency of testing. And so we think that's going to work well. We have a different kind of test that we can use in that instance, the BINACS test, which is a little simpler to use and doesn't require the same level of infrastructure in order to administer it.
And speaking of vaccines, too, you were telling me off the air, Chancellor, that the Oshkosh campus is going to be a vaccination site. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, to be fair, we are also in the negotiations. We certainly would make the Access campuses available as vaccination sites as well, mm-hmm. if the local communities so desired. So that's certainly out there. But we are working with Aurora Medical Center Oshkosh in order to establish a public vaccination site on the Oshkosh campus that would be at the Culver Family Center. We're still working through the details. A lot of it depends, of course, on when the 1B category will be available. I know that the DHS is now beginning to put out some information about that, but we're close to opening that center, and then there'll be a public announcement as to the details when that time comes.
We're talking with Chancellor Andy Leavitt from UW-Oshkosh, your monthly update on the three campuses of UWO. And I want to transition away from COVID to talk about some other topics. And a neat topic I know we heard a little bit about earlier this month, that is the sesquicentennial of UW-Oshkosh here in 2021. That's pretty cool.
It is. And Spencer, I'm impressed you can pronounce that word. It took me a long time to learn how to do that. It's the 150th anniversary of the institution. So this institution opened in 1871, and in 2021 is our 150th. We have backloaded a lot of the events into the fall, so you'll hear about it a lot in the spring, but we'll do a lot of celebrating in the fall. One of the things we want to do is have a community picnic on the Oshkosh campus, sort of a y'all come from where I come from, that would bring people together who were very supportive of this institution from really since its beginning. And so we're going to have a lot of different kinds of events that'll be really more active in the fall. So we will do a lot of marketing and advertising, make sure people are aware, and we want everybody to participate.
Pretty neat thing to celebrate 150 years of anything, but one of the local universities celebrating a milestone anniversary like that's pretty cool, and a neat opportunity to look back on what's changed in 150 years too, right?
Yeah, a lot has changed, but some things have remained the same. Really, in our heart, we are still very much a place of transformation, that where people can come and receive the education and the skills they need to be successful in life. Started with teachers, and of course we're so much more than that now, but teaching is still in our DNA, and we're very proud of that.
Teaching, nursing, and radio people too, like myself.
RTF, that's right. Radio, television, film is a very strong program here, and we have a lot of folks, and as you know, Spencer, in California,
yes,
who are alumni and that are very, very generous to our current students.
A lot of folks out in California, I think of some of the great TV shows out there. You think of sports you watch on TV, sports you listen to, the coverage, a lot of us out there. So definitely proud to be in a Titan here celebrating 150 years. One thing, too, to celebrate, I know we've talked about Titan football before in our conversations, Chancellor, but good to see that winter sports is starting again here on February 1 for the WIAC, too, correct?
Yes, and we're very happy about that. And I really have to thank our interim president, the former Governor Tommy Thompson, for that. That Governor Thompson has been just tireless in terms of identifying the private resources that were necessary to pay for the testing, as we don't use public money to test for athletics. So we're using donor money to do that, and that's enabled the Division III WIAC to have a season for both the winter, and we anticipate having a season for the spring as well. And so our athletes are going to be back in action. And there, unfortunately, there won't be any spectators, but there'll be a lot of streaming online and other FaceTime kinds of activities. And we're just delighted that our athletes will be active again. We'll be rooting for our Titans.
Absolutely. Chancellor, if people want to learn more about anything we talked about today with the sesquicentennial or with the COVID updates, what's the best place they could find that information?
Yeah, we have a website for sesquicentennial. It's our Spencer, I'm blanking here. You'll have to put it out for me, but it's
sure.
/150. It's the school's email, URL plus /150, and that'll get you there. Or you can search for 150, and that'll take you there to the same place as well. So shame on me for not blanking on the website right now, but there you have it.
uwosh.edu/150, that seems to be correct, right?
That's it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Chancellor, thanks so much for the time, as always. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, Spencer, and I'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day. Chancellor Andy Leavitt from UW-Oshkosh joining us here this morning. Updates from the three campuses of UW-Oshkosh.